Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Well, let's chat some swimming now. We head to Hobart in Australia, Tasmania, to chat to Hayden Armstrong. Hayden, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hayden, you confessed your bike is probably your strongest of the three disciplines. Where would you rate your swim?
I reckon swim would have to be number two.
Okay. And, I mean, Aussies generally are, like you say, our first chat, they're pretty outdoorsy, but living in Tasmania, water a big part of your life growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. I was a beach kid growing up and, good confidence in the surf and good confidence in open water. Swimming was just a part of a kid growing up. So, confidence was always there.
That's half the battle won, isn't it? I mean, swimming is such a confidence thing, particularly open water and particularly in a mass start.
Yeah, absolutely. And, mass starts, I actually really enjoy them. But they're absolutely, there's intrepidation by people that get in. They're nervous. They're worried about it. And there's so much energy expelled by just worrying about what's going to happen to them.
It's probably not a fair question to ask you because it sounds like you were born with it. But is there a way to develop that confidence over time?
Yeah, I think there is. And I think the more racing you do, the better you become. And I think you can employ some strategies around your training and making sure that you're confident in the water as well. I mean, I was lucky growing up surfing, so I could, pick the conditions and know, for me personally, the rougher the water, the better I am. I love it rough. So,
okay. As far as getting better in the water over time, what are some of the things that you've done you think has improved your swim performance in an Ironman?
Definitely joining a swimming squad and a proper swimming squad, not a triathlete squad, a club swimming squad. And you're jumping into the pool with people that are, consistently better than what you are over that journey. And, there could be 100 metre specialists or 400 metre specialists. But if you get in there and, you get coached some good technique, and you just put yourself amongst it, you're going to want to rise to the occasion and become, a better swimmer. And I've certainly found that really assisted me with my swimming over time. It took a while to get there, but I learnt that way. And if you can swim with a squad, I think it's much, much better.
I was going to say, it's pretty humbling too. You get in there and you're a pretty decent triathlete. But when you're racing against people who are specialists, like you say, 100 metres or 400 metre stars, it's hard work. And it's tough in the beginning. You'll taste a bit of blood in quite a few sessions, I'm sure. But it's again, consistency and just seeing it through and the improvements will come.
Oh, absolutely. And, having a squad that supports you and knows that you're a little bit weaker in that area. And I think that's great. They still treat you as one, as a swimming individual. They mightn't realise that you've had a bike session or a run session before you jump in the pool. But, you just treat it as an equal and that's all you want to be.
As far as having somebody on deck to help with stroke correction and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I joined a squad as well. They're going to pull you up and give you some technique. Where I think that's one area where, especially in Tasmania, some triathletes miss out on unless they've come from that club swimming background. And, I've been really lucky to be involved in a couple of good squads where they've really given you the time to hone in on your technique. The better you can be on your technique, the better you'll swim.
As far as open water versus pool, what sort of percentage would you do of your training open water compared to in a pool?
Oh, look, I reckon you'd have to say that 75% of it's done in the pool. Obviously, we've got a summer months where you can get out sort of between December and March for open water. I'll try and swim a fair bit of open water on my own. And I think swimming open water on your own just helps you with your confidence as well, being out in the elements. But, most of it's done in the pool for me.
Favourite workouts, what do you absolutely love doing in the pool?
Oh, look, I'd have to say that I really enjoy 100 metre sets. I think that, just focusing on a bit of speed endurance is really great. So, that 20 or 30 hundreds leaving on 130, it hurts. But it certainly does give you the endurance and it also gives you that speed. And it's probably a session that really hurts me. But once you've got through it, that you're pretty well ready to go.
As far as swim times and that go, I mean, a lot of people talk about the magical 60 minutes mark. What does it take to dip under 60?
I think you have to focus on some speed and endurance. I'm a big fan of making sure that you have some strength training in the pool, but if you can mix endurance with speed, I think that certainly assists you in dipping under that 60. You know, I'm probably consistently hitting anywhere between 52 and 54s. And, you know, 2 minutes makes a big difference to someone in an Ironman. You can get out on the bike and get up the road 2 minutes ahead of your nearest rival. But, yeah, speed and endurance for me.
Gear-wise, in the water, what do you use, wetsuit-wise, goggles, that sort of thing?
Oh, I'm pretty simple, bloke. A pool boy, a few flippers for recovery sessions, always just the old DTs, Dick Togs in the pool, open water, pretty lucky to have some good support there. So I just use the Arena shark suit. I've found that a really good suit over the last sort of 18 months. And look, I've just got the simple tools as the pool boy, the pool paddles, and also the band. Don't ever underestimate the power of the band.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Hayden, thanks for your time today on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated.
No problem.
Look forward to chatting about your bike next time. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Cheers. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.